Oh, we can begin at last. Reset your watches, gentlemen.
It's 15.
On the dot. You came just in time to tell us. Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Today's daf is Lamed Aleph and Tamura. We're holding on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of Esna. Says the Mishnah, Nosan lo ma'ot, someone who pays a zayna a cash, areiru mutarim. This the Torah didn't aser any the hanor of the thing. It only aser the actual item. So therefore, if you give a zona yenot, shmanim, slatot, the chol davar sheyikot seba karev agamim mizbeach, that's awesome. So if you give her things that could be brought on the mizbeach, then they cannot be used. Natan la mugdashim, if you give her in her payment things that are already kadesh, one's going to ask how exactly that would be if it's not yours. They're mut. If you give her ofot, areyelo asurin. Hashenkin, if you give her ofot, although the Rambam learns that this is ofot of muktashim. But everybody else says, ofot areyelo asurin, shahya bedin. You would have thought like this. If you give her muktashim behemoths, we're over there, hamum posel behem, and nonetheless, in it's nanumachir chalalehem. As we'll see, it's not, there's no din of esna on an actual thing that is kedesh behemah. And even though they have a din of mumin, but by an oath, where we saw already there's no din of mum, there's only a din of mechusar eiver by an oath. Sayin din shelo yehe etnan umechir or chalalah. And you would say that ofot, for sure there's no din of esnan u'machir. Therefore, Talmud lomar lechol neder, any neder at all, it's not kosher for even ba'aviyata oath, to tell me that even someone who gives an oath as an etnan cannot be used for her nedarim. Kol ha'asurim legabe mizbeach v'ladateyem mutarim. Anything which is us, it's another Mishnah, basically. Anything which is usher on the Mizbeach and has a child, or comes out of it some totseret, which is called Vlad in the abstract sense. We'll see how far that even Vlad goes. So the Vlad is mutter. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm there. Vlad treifa lo yikarev. When it comes to treifas, the Vlad of a treifa should not be brought al gabei hamizbeach. Rashi learns this is a din dafka in kotship, whereas Tosfos Taanis, it's not true. We see from the sugya that the din back in Chulin, that the din over here is also benogea, whether tarfus affects the vlad. As we'll see, the issue, if it affects the vlad, it should affect it for even for a hedyot. And there Tosfos learns it's only saying over here yikarev or lo yikarev in order to bring out the sheet of the Rabbanan. So in other words, that the Rabbanan are being matir afilu yikarev agami mizbeach. But if you hold that a treifa is chalan of blood, what's the afkamina if it would be a kodesh, it would be headed. Kol hakodashim shenahasu treifa ein podim otzam shein podim et hakodashim la'achilan lichlavim. But if something kodesh became a treifa, so even though mitzad had the mum in it, you might be able to be paid it, but you can't be paid a kodeshim for non-use of a human achila. And since the only thing you can do with a treifa animal is to feed it to the dogs, you don't make a pidyon on hekdesh to feed it to the dogs.
Why is it the same?
Let's see this again. No. Okay, thank you. Ton Rav, Natan lachitim v'asatan solet zetim v'asatan shemen. The case in the Mishnah contrasted two extremes. Contrasted cash, it's a b'chlal, not shayach to the mizbeach, with the case of Yayin v'Shemen, which are directly and immediately usable for the Mizbeach. It leaves out the interim case. The interim case, it would be where you give her things that are usable themselves, but only at the processing. So you give her now chitim, or you give her zeisim. She could turn those chitim into seilas for a mincha. Zeisim could be shemen for a mincha. Anovim can be turned into wine. What's the halach over there? Tani choda asurim v'tani idach mutorim. There's two brises. One brisa says that even if you gave her the raw material, it's also when she turns it into the thing that could be brought on his back. And the other time it says it's mutar. Omar of Yosef, Tonic Gurion, Dominus Parok, it's actually Machlok Beshama Besilo. Beit Shammai Osrim, U Beit Hillel Matiri. What's the basis of the Machlok? Beit Hillel Savre, Him Velodotehem, Him Veloshinoyehem. Since the Torah stresses to Avat Hashem Yam Shinehem, that Him is very specific. What is the thing that the Torah asserted? Only the item itself that was given to the Zayna. So therefore, if it has a vlad, that vlad is not asr. Furthermore, if it was nishtame in processing, so she turns it now into yayin or into shemen, it's not included, that's not heim. Whereas Beit Shammai says, yes, it's true, heim is heim v'lo v'lo v'teyem. But since it says gam heim, in other words, it's gam shnehem, so gam heim, the gam is a ribui. And the ribui is the rabot shinuyehem. That as long as it's the thing itself, it's physically the thing, then even though it's been changed to make it roi legabe mizbeach, even though it's changed now, to make it roi legabe mizbeach, which included in the din of esnan because of the gam. According to Beit Hillel, why do you say heim velo, both on the vlodes and on the shinuyim? What do you do with the gam? No, you're right. Gam le Beit Hillel kasha. We don't know what Beit Hillel does with the gam, but lemaisa Beit Hillel darshans the heim to be mamayit all but the actual thing itself in its original state. Tana Rabbana, Beit Hashem Elokecha. The Torah says, Lotavi, Etnan, Zonam, Mechir, Kelev, Beit Hashem Elokecha. But there are kachi that are not brought in Beit Hashem Elokecha. For instance, a Parah Aduma. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that the din of Etznan and Mechir does not apply to a Parah Aduma. Prat le Parashe in Ba'a Lebayit. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Bechachamim Omrim. No, on the contrary, this is a ribui. Anything which is to the bayit even, and is not going to be used on the mizbeach. So in other words, somebody wants to donate a piece of metal that should be incorporated in the Beit HaMikdash. That's for the bayit. To tell me, l'rabot et harikuin, that even something that was used for covering, say a piece of gold, which that's the way that they covered parts of the binyan, it's also aser if it's an esnan zaynor mechir keleb. Who is the shita? Man chachomim, omra chista Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that the isra of esnan zaynor mechir keleb applies even to things that are not put on the mizbeach and that are there basically for the bayis. Why? Because it says beis Hashem Elokecha. Why? Where do we see this? Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Natan la Zahab, someone who gives gold to a Zayna, Rebius Rebuda Omer, Eno Simri Kuin, Afilu Achore Beta Kaporet. You cannot make this as a Rikuin. The Rikuin is the Loshna we use in the Torah for Rikuin Mizbeach. The decorations around the Mizbeach, but here it means, here it's on the Bayez Guf, and it was Afilu Achore Beta Kaporet, the berry in the back, which is the, in front of the Kotel Maravi, in other words, between that side and the back of the bayit, which is the least mokum that is nicker and kedusha wise. Afilu there you shouldn't have something that is an esman zena. It's interesting that there's also a psak halacha. It's not clear what it has to do with this sugya. That's Rabbi Yerucham, who says that the iser applies even to Beit Knesset. Because you can't use esdan zena mechir kelev for buying things lekavod of Beit Knesset even.
Why?
Question. He doesn't say why. So a lot of discussion where he learns it from there. The Achronim have a ball going through the sugyas to see what the remez is. Machlokas, whether he means it's an issur d'oraisa or whether it's just sort of a...
Kavod b'Beit Knesset.
Huh?
Kavod b'Beit Knesset.
Yeah, but I mean, we need for over here a special rebuy. How does he know it would apply to
him?
This is a
Kavod
b'Avera.
It's Masker.
It's Masker.
It's
Masker.
It's Masker. It's Masker. It's Masker. There was another noise, not put a tree next to the in the base of Knesset.
Or any living thing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry? It's not just, the Midrash not mentioned in the original Midrash.
This would be the Nogea Lamaisa, whether you could build the Kabbalah Center by Madonna's money.
You say she got her
money. I didn't say which one it is. Continues the Mishnah. Natan lai mugdashin harelu mutarin. If he pays the zona with kadesh, then its butter doesn't become an esna. Yes, the Gemara, isn't it a Kal Vachomer? Actually, there's another girsa here that goes over the original piece that we have by Eifes. Our Gemara sort of cuts it out, but if you want to just see clearly where we're coming from, we're coming from a continuation, really, of what we said before. So take a look in the Shita and Nois Yud Aleph. And in his girsa, the whole piece appears here. Turn around. Nasala Mugdashim. Harel Mutari. Ofo Tarel Asuri. This is the din that we just had in our mission. Shehaya bedin ma imam mugdashim shamum posel behem. Enet nanu mechir chalaleyem. Ofo chein amum posel behem. Enet in shloyet nanu mechir chalaleyem. Talmud lomar lichom neder lehavi et haof. So we proved that even ofos are included, despite the fact that it should have been a kal v'chomer, where something that is not shayach to a mum should certainly not be shayach to esdanu b'chir. Now asks the Gemara, and here's where our Gemara kicks in, but continue with the gears, you'll see how beautifully it fits in, because this is the normal derech of the Gemara. Kal v'chomer mugdashim mi'ata. So once you do that, then you have to turn the Kal V'chomer around, correct? In other words, the reason you assumed that it wasn't by Mugdash, it was an assumption. But now that we see that it applies to Eifes, we should now use the Eifes, which is a Pferj Apostle. That was a Drasha from Apostle. And we should turn it around and say, so now it's a Kal V'chomer, that there is a Din of Esnan on Mugdash. So how do we know that in fact there is no Din of Esnan? So it should be a Kal V'chomer, ma ofot, if Eifes, where there is no din of a mum, nonetheless there is a din of esdanu mechir, isn't it a kal v'chomer that mugdashim shamum posel behem? Eino din she'etnanu mechir chal aleihem. Certainly, it should be aser be'esdanu mechir. Talmud lomar lechol neder, only something which I'm going to bring now to be yotzi my neder, lohotzi et hanadur. But that which was already nadur and had a din of kadesh is not included in the yisur vesel minachim. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Why do I need a pasuk? Taimed miyatino krova. What do you say? That alo miyatino krova wouldn't be that the pasuk came and told me b'feirush that there's no din of esan or mechira mukdashim. So what would I have thought? Haba mina ki yoyvam mukdashim chalalei mesen ma'afir alam mamoni. A person is using hekdesh, it's not his money. So he's going to use hekdesh, it's stamina. How is it shayach that he should create an iskron hekdesh at this moment? Omer of Oshia, obviously, it's talking about over here, he does have a right. What's the matzah? He tells her, I'm sure you'd like to join us for the Seder. I'll be happy to give you a little bit of my korban pesach in exchange for a small favor. So he's mimana al pischo. He gives her a chelik in his korban pesach. So over there, since, according to Rebbe, to Tanya, the im yima'et habayit mihiyot miseh. What's the pshat? It means mihiyot miseh. Make your havaya, meaning hachayehu miseh. If you don't have, there's not, somebody doesn't have what to eat. Be mechayim from the set, meaning you have a right to be mamanehim now on the set, even though the mice you already bought it from the original menuyim. Hachayehu miseh. Somebody doesn't have enough, he's memuah, doesn't have enough money to eat from the korban pesach. Fine. So be mechayim by allowing him onto the set. Why not? But it's only in terms of achila. The achila, lo michte mekach. I mean, somebody comes along and he says, I don't have enough money to buy film for my camera now. I need to take pictures in Yerushalayim. You say, okay, sell part of your carbon pesach to somebody and use the money to buy film for your camera.
Which is what he's doing with the zonah.
And which is what he's doing with his zonah. You don't have enough money for a zayna. So the Torah is saying, so sell a part of your carbon pesach and pay for the zayna, basically. No, that you can't do, because it's only a din. The whole context of the pasuk is only din hachayehu in terms of achila, but not in terms of needing cash. But Rebbe says, af michtei mekach. Even for the need of cash to buy something, you can also give your piece of your korban pesach. She'im ein lo, the person doesn't have enough money to pay for his zayna, he can sell some of his korban pesach and he can pay. So memaneh acherim imoah pischo val chagigato and mo'otav chumin. That money that he gets, or is that the pshat somebody's buying from a hegdish? Somebody's buying from him the right to that hegdash. Mm-hmm. So the money is cool, completely. So there, shamanat kein igdishu yisor pischayim. That's the meaning of giving kedusha to korban pesach, in which to leave it open.
Do they have to pay?
Yeah, for sure. That's the whole point of it. You can. I'm saying, but the whole point of his drush is to say that it's shayach to buy a korban pesach and to leave room for somebody else to buy a piece, and then you'll have money. Mm-hmm. So over here, if that piece you essentially give over to an esnan, that would be the case of mukdashim. That's why the Torah needs to tell you that in that case, the neder, the korban pesach, does not become us. And that's a chiddush, because there it's mine, I have a right to do it, so you would say it becomes us.
So the only korban case we become up with?
Well, lechora, because otherwise the money is would be kedush biyadech anyways. As long as you didn't shecht it yet, you become a monli.
As before.
Before shechit, of course.
Oh. Yeah. So there's something fundamentally different about the korban pesach.
No, not really. I mean, if we say sha'amanas ken hikdishu, saying that that's the getter of minui. The Torah is only coming to tell you what minui is.
And it's the only carbon that has them.
Yeah. So it's the way that minui works.
So we'll see at the table.
Well.
What did he say?
I don't know why you're putting it. I don't know what you're adding. I mean, you're subtracting with it.
Oh, I mean the carbon itself, you're selling a part of the group, so to speak.
Yeah, he gets an actual piece of meat from it. Kola Asuri.
They had to pay for the ship?
No, yeah, you can go to bed with the guy if you want. It's up to you. It's up to the person if he wants to be kind enough to. If you don't have to sleep your way to the top, it's also good. I mean, there's people who have talent.
There was never
a book. It's not looking back for the whole family, right?
Sure, of course.
Everybody did.
The book of Talmudic pickup lines is everybody.
This would definitely go. This is a Shailam. Absolutely unique line. Kola Asurim, Legabe Mizbeach. Anything we said that's Osir for the Mizbeach, so we have a machlokas over what's the din of the treifa ultimately between the Reb Eliezer and the Chachomim. Omar Rav, Kol HaAsurim Legabe Mizbeach V'Ladotehem Mutarim V'Tani Alav Rabbi Eliezer Osir. So here it says something that becomes Osir for the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Vlad is also Osir. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Bachinan Omer Rav Nachman. What is this talking about? It's talking about where the animal was pregnant at the time that the Isser takes place. In other words, the behema is pregnant, and now it was Nirva. So Rabbi Eliezer, Shita is that Uber Yerach Imai, since Uber Yerach Imai, so the Vlad is also part of the Revia. Rabbonet Savilav Yerach Imu. But if the behema was first Asura, that it was Nirva, and now it became pregnant, why should it be Yosser? Divrei Yaakov Mutar, there the Vlad is Mutar.
Even if it's Yerach.
Rava says no, even if, because it's still Zev HaZegurim issue. Because it still needs a father to impregnate it. So Mamela, it's not coming entirely from the mother. Whereas Rava Amar, Machloket Kishanir Vula Besof Ibru, on the contrary. The Machloket is where the Behema was first Asura, and then it became pregnant. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, even though Lamaisa, it needs a male, but it's Zev HaZegurim. Zev HaZegurim is Osir. The Rabbanan hold, Zev HaZegurim is Mutar. But in a case where it was pregnant at the time of the Revi'ah, Ulebesok, Nirvu Divrei HaKol Asurim, everybody holds it's Osir, and this is the sheet of Rav that we saw before. Rav Alatayme, Diyomar Rava, Vlad Nirvat is Asura because he will Vlad Nirvu. Lamaisa, in having been there at that time, the Revia is chal on both of them. Vlad nogachat asur, hiu vlad anakhu. Same thing is true by the Nagicha. The Shaila that we had yesterday was what would be the din legabi muktzer, legabi avodas kechavim, whether there was any value in the fact that it was pregnant. Om Rav Huna Bar Chinan, Om Rav Nachman. Machloket shenirvu kishahim mukdashim. The only machlokus is where they were kadesh at the time. The Rebbe Eliezer Savar Bizui Milsa V'Rabbanan Savrei Lob. There's machlokus whether it's inappropriate for hekdesh. But if it was Nirvu G'Shem Chulim, there for sure everybody would be moida that now that the Vlad was born, now it's 3 years later, we're bringing it as a carbon, Ben Shnatayim, and so on. It's certainly not similar to that which was Nirva. Ho-ve-ishtanu, divrei hakol mutar. On the contrary, there, since it's no longer in its original form, it's definitely mutar. Whereas Rav Amar Rav Nachman, machlokes v'shnirva k'shem chulin, on the contrary, the machlokes is dafka where they were chulin when the revia took place. De Rabbi Eliezer Sovar Bizui Milsa. There, Rebbe Eliezer holds that nonetheless, to use an animal that was nirva, even though it was chulin, it's a bizoyan, even though now it's different. Raz Rabban and Sabre, all the Ishtanu Mutar, and people are going to remember this, but it's a different form. Avon nirvu, kishem mubidashim. Everybody would be made to the svara that it was a nirvas at the time. And over there, divrei hakol asurim. Very much. Vlad of a treifa. How exactly does a treifa have a vlad if you hold that a treifa in a yeledes? So what would be the situation over here? We have a machlokas in the Mishnah. What the din is of a vlad of a treifa? So liman diomar treifa yolda. If you hold like the mandiyama who says a treifa can have a child, then obviously it's a simple case. Bashkaka. So the din would be. Even Kagon Shinitra follow Basof Ibra. First it was a treifa. And then it became pregnant. And then the machlokas would be very clear. Rabbi Eliezer holds it, it's Asur, is because he would hold Zev HaZegurim Asur, as we just said before. Rabbanan who holds it, it's mutter, holds it, Zev HaZegurim is mutter, even though it grows from its mother, and its mother is a treifa, but since it needs a male to grow, so the male is a Zev HaZegurim. But according to the Mandiyama, that trefa ena yoledes. How about if you hold a trefa cannot become pregnant? So then you can't say that that's what the machlokas is. What would be the case if there would only be mashkachas rokugon sheibolus of nitrifa? There would have to be that it was already pregnant at the time that it became a trefa, because otherwise it wouldn't have conceived. So what's there, the machlokas? Ba'apli. The rabbi, I mean, over there, obviously there's only zevazegarim. There was already, whatever it was already nigram. Now the shayla was a trefa, was chal on it as it is. So what would be the machlokas? The rabbi Eliezer savar uber yerech imo. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it is part of its mother. And the male, if the mother gets it in a trefa, so the vlad is by definition a trefa. When they say only the leg that was nitrach becomes trefa, the whole body becomes trefa. Rabbanan savar uber lab yerech imo. Rabbonin say, it's all very nice though. Obviously the legs become trefa, so the head becomes trefa, but this is not part of the mother's body. It grows on its own, so to speak. The mother's just a container, an incubator. And so mamela doesn't affect the blood. Omer Abuna, modim chachamim, l'rab Eliezer, be'afroach beitzas trefa sh'as. Everybody would be moded to Rav Eliezer when it comes to an egg that comes from a trefa bird, that there the efrach is awesome. Why? Because at kam lo pligi alei the Rav Eliezer el bevlad behim. Until now the machlokas with the chachomim Rav Eliezer in our Mishnah is dark on a mammal, because a mammal miavira karabim, over there the growth takes place basically in the air. In other words, it's not growing as it's attached to the mother. It's growing in the uterus in its own container, and therefore they tie it. Well, why should it didn't be following it? Ava beitzas trefa. The beitzah is entirely miguf for the tarnagolet karabia. It grows entirely within that which came directly from the goof of the mother. And so memela doesn't go out of the egg, it doesn't continue to grow and so on to be an efroach now outside of the egg. As long as it's growing, all of its growth is in the egg. So there are the Rabbanan mode. There the Rabbanan also mode that it would be a trefa.
Isn't the egg out the uterus?
Yes.
The shell of the egg?
No, because it doesn't, nothing new comes in. Avir it's continuing to get nourishment, the nourishment goes directly to it. But in the egg, there's nothing new that's added. In the uterus, whatever is being transferred into the mother's bloodstream goes now directly to the child. Mashenkin, over here, the mother forms the entire cell, including all of the other things that become transformed into the vlad, all of the protein, all of the fat, whatever becomes the vlad. So therefore, it's all the mother, basically. I think I can bring a raya that you are right, because here we have an interesting halacha. Melo tarvad rima haba'ah mi'adam b'chatzav, and he has gangrene and gets maggots in his leg. Now there's a full shiur. There's a question why that would be the shiur. Mole tarvad, which is normally the din of rekev and a mace, which is the hands that hold together. But okay, Tosus says over here that it's very difficult to see why that would be this year. But in any event, Rabbi Eliezer is metame, even a maggot that grew in a live person who then died. So these maggots are not considered to be part of the guf hametz.
Are
considered to be part of the guf hametz. V'chakamim metarim. Now, isn't that mashma that at kan lo pligi rabbanan alei al marima? The machlokas
when he was alive.
No, he grew when he was alive, and then he died.
Oh, okay.
He had gangrene, and it did him in. So now, the only reason that the rabbanan seem to be arguing over here in Rebbe Eliezer is because rima is basically not part of the body; it's pure shavayal. It's for all intents and purposes, it's dung. It's decay. I mean, what's it? It's not a body. Avo beitza, to me gufada tanagola to asher. Sir, a beitza is certainly a filo rabbonim moda. Rabbonim would be moda that in that case, it's considered to be even though when it grew it was attached to the mother, at this point they still would have viewed it as being the same halacha. It's exactly the opposite. That ad kam lo polag Rebbe Elazar. On the contrary, I would say it's the only reason Rebbe Elazar says over here that it would be tame when it comes from an Adam Chai is because an Adam Chai is also called Rima. Now we see in the Pasuk. Ela Barima, the Ikre Adam Michayim Rima. An Adam itself is called even in his lifetime Rima. Dichtiv v'tikvat enosh Rima uben Adam Toleya. Masha'inkin, when it comes to a Beitza, what's the shaykhus of the Beitza to the mother? On the contrary, Gabi Beitza emas God. When Tosfos says this is only, we're only throwing this in to make it even more obvious, the difference, but it isn't essential for the argument. A Beitza emas Gadla, when does the embryo in the Beitza form? L'chi misrafa. Only after that Beitza is no longer ru'uya la'akila. In other words, as far as you're concerned, it's decayed. Now comes something new out of it. So why are we going to connect that thing to what was before? By an Adam, we certainly would not have collected the Rima to the Adam because it was decayed, except for the fact that the Torah views that decay as being an expression of Adam himself. But if not for that, we would have said, well what's in the game of maggots happen to grow in the flesh of an Adam? So what? They could have grown in a test tube. I mean, who cares?
Tikvas enosh rima is talking about when Adam is machaim. About how the aruach of tikvas enosh rima is mamish saying pasuk brought down there. That's the eventual hope, the eventual expectation of man. Expectation of man is in the future he's going to become rima.
Okay, but meanwhile he's called Adam. Otherwise, it has nothing to do with him. What's the shayla say? Tikvas
enosh.
What's the shayla say? Tikvas enosh rima. What are you going to say? You're going to say that anything that the molecules that you're currently using are going to be formed of, that has something to do with the tikva of enosh. When you're finished using your body, you're finished using your body. Nafkamina, what's done with it? It's saying that, no, it's still Adam. And that Adam is indeed still Rima. In which case, it means it's reflected upon him in his lifetime. This is how he has to see himself as Rima. I agree with you that it's a beautiful chiddush in the pasuk, but the implications are clear. What the Gemara is saying.
Food for the Rima.
No, that's not what it's saying. That's how people mistake it. Goyim look at it that way, right? Goyim look at it a fodder for worms or pushing daisies or whatever they but that's not the Adam. It's interesting, I see this among non-frum Jews as well. They're no cupboard really for a mate. That's not him. It's a used up shell, basically. The person was only the mind that was in it. It's not there, it's like a burnt out shell, who cares? Casing. That's something else. That's not the Adam. I understand the Basar is Marverima, but this is a much bigger chiddush. The Gemara is saying the Adam, a bias time, the Adam is a Chepz Arima.
Even the Mandel, so we say Sofo, Torah, Arima?
Yeah, but Sofo, you could also
tie
that. But you could then, if you wouldn't have seen this Gemara, right. you could have understood it. In other words, on the contrary, so the kalim that you're using are not valuable. You're using a goof that becomes Rima Vesileya. But you don't identify with the Rima Vesileya. That's the Pella over here, that there's an identification of the Adam in terms of the spectrum of his life. In other words, that he has to see his goof as a chalik of the earth, and it says, as primitive and as non-attractive to him as Rima itself.
With that, the
covenant
has to be intense.
I wasn't saying that. You're saying that.
What was Rebbe saying?
I'm saying that's why there's covenant. I'm saying you're saying that. That's why there's covenant. Because it's with the other. Otherwise, then it's like most people don't care. It's a burn the body. You know, well, I said, well, we need to make the earth dirty. I need to use it for disgusting things for maggots. I need my body should be used for maggot food. Better for a cremation. Is that people think of things? Eh? They don't see that it's a definition of other, that he is mechubar to the earth ad kidei kach, that even the most primitive organisms are shayach to him in terms of his growth. The contrary, that's good for what it's saying, is that it has to be, that's what Adam means, min ha'adam. When you say cremate the body in order to show that you're not an Adam, that's what you're showing. I'm not shayach to the Adam. I'm not an Adam. I am a supermarket intelligence that happens to be, was purchased in a returnable bottle. That's not the way to look at it, says the question. Okay, so over there, by Beitza, since once it's Asrucha, it's Afra, so over there even Rebbe Eliezer would be made of. What's a check to say? It already decayed, basically, as far as I'm concerned. How can I be mechaber that to Yisr Trefes from when it was now mechuber to the eighth? The other tiny bit had to be sides which. What are we arguing this for? This is a Beferish Abraisa that says like me. Meider, Rebbe Eliezer, Lechachomim, Befroch, Beitzas, Trefes, Mutter. Exact opposite of what you said. You said, Meirim Chachamim Rebbe Eliezer, that it's worse by a Beitza. I'm telling you, here the Bryce says like me, that Rebbe Eliezer is made up by the Beitza, that it's more mutter. It's better by the Beitza. Oh, my leg. Okay, look, man, I mean, Tanya, if it's a Bryce, I'm not going to argue. I see that you're right.
What is mutter
about the Beitza? The Efroach is mutter. Yeah. So in other words, if let's say you had a pigeon that was a trefa, and now it had laid an egg, and that egg had an efroach, then that would be mutter legabe mizbeach, even according to Rebbe Eliezer.
Efroach.
Yeah. Ben Atignes Emer Ksheira. So here we have the question of drinking, very strange case. Here you were Yonak min ha-treifa, psula min ha-gabim mizbeach. I mean, it's a whole brand new din. The reason that a vlad of a treifa can't be brought has nothing to do with anything that we discussed. It's because it was suckled by a mother who's a treifa. Who ever heard of such a thing? Asks the Gemara, what are you saying? My time, I mean, ilayim mishum de mefatva mina. What, so it became fattened with the milk of a trefer? But what are you timing? That if you would have used now grain that was usher because it came from Avodah Zarah to feed an animal, so you're not allowed to use that animal in the Mizbeah. Or if you had now, it's Pesach, you're telling me you can't eat the animal because its meat came from eating your chametz. Well, whoever is it? Yisroel Avos. What?
Having
Avos. Okay, but that's not called on. No, that's an indirect thing. You can't use the Karshinim, but it doesn't mean you can't use that which was transformed by the Karshinim. Ela Tani Rebbe Chanina Tarita O, Kamid Rebbe Yochanan. It doesn't mean a normal case. It means, he's just saying, it's shayach, which would be a case where there is such a thing, that it's completely defined. Like, gonchinika cholav reseach mishachris l'shachris. L'maisa, if this animal continues to nurse, and that's all that it has, is fresh, warm milk every morning, could it have survived on that milk to the next milking? Yes, it could have. In that case, everything else that it ate, Lamaisa, was not really Nagea, because it had enough to survive on from that alone. Since it was surviving on that alone, so then even if it would have been Karshina, it would have been the same thing. There it's not a transformation. It's the direct Hana of the Karshina. And over here, it's the direct impact of the Trefus. So the Gami Mizbeach would be us. Tosis says that it seems to me, that can't bring a riot, but it seems to me this would be true of Filula Hedya. It's not only a din in its appropriateness for the Mizbeach. Because what the Gemara seems to be saying is that where something is a direct translation of something else, we see it as being basically a consumption of that thing. So why wouldn't it be Nageh Trefa also? I mean, Hedid also? Maybe it's Nageh Hedid too. Kol HaKadashim Shenasu Trefa Ein Peidim Asun Mipnei Shein Peidim Sakotshim Lachilu Neklovim, says the Mishnah. However, Mumay says, we'll see this in Machlokes. How do we know that Ein Peidim Sakotshim Lachilu Neklovim? The Tanur Rabbanan, it says, Tizbach V'achal, this is Rak B'chol Avat Nafshecha, that's, remember, that was the, we had three psukim. So the Rak B'chol Avat Nafshecha is talking about Psulei HaMukdashim. So over there it says, Tizbach V'achal Tabasar. So Tizbach means, Dafka through Zvicha, but not Hanoh that comes without Zvicha, like Giza, and then it says V'achal Tabasar, means you have to eat. Below the Kodecha, not the animal should be. We are called a basar. Basar is dafka basar, but not halav. She wouldn't be able to use it for chaliva before the zvicha. We can't shame put in with a kodeshim machin on the club. We see from here, since it says either you eat it or bust, she can't be paid it for the club. That would be the mocker of our Mishnah. But the Ikriyame says, no, the way to understand it is like this. Tizbach v'achalta is one drasha. That tells me, Ein lecha ba'em heter ela mishat zvicha ba'elech. Oh, it's coming to say, only after you have a zvicha, then you have a heter. Before zvicha, you don't have a heter. So therefore, to be machliv, or to be gozeis, that's before zvicha. There you don't have any heter. However, it doesn't say over here that you cannot be quoted for your kelep. Right? And that he's not darshaning from the achalta at all. All it's saying is you can't be nene from it as long as you haven't done the shita. But once you do the shita, you can do anything. On the contrary, if anything, Rashi points out, if anything, it's much the exact opposite. Because over here it's saying you have to do shchita, but that's because you need shchita. But a kelev who doesn't need shchita, so then even alach or nitha l'chera, you would be able to give it to the kelev. Good, there's an issue of hamod of arocha. Okay, that's a separate question. But in terms of usage, so of course, peidim b'sakashim achim l'klovim, why not? So clearly, it's an achlokes tanoim. Our mission is going according to the man the amar holds, ein peidim b'sakashim, La'achilam le'klovim, hadron alof, kola asurim le'gavim izbeyar.
Lean neder.
No, it's learned from the pasuk.
Ba'achilda ha'alek eferek.
Yesh bekotche mizbeyach ma'ashein bekotche berek abayit, v'yesh bekotche berek abayit ba'ashein bekotche mizbeyach. Certain din apply only to kotche mizbeyach, certain dinim apply only to kotche berek abayit. The dinim that apply Bedavka to Kotche Mizbeach are that Kotche Mizbeach first of all is Eisen Tzmura, and we saw already before the beginning of the Masech that we learned from Meiser that Kotche Berek Abaye is not Eisen Tzmura. Furthermore, the Chayavim Aleihem Mishum Pigo Neiser V'Tomet on Kotche Mizbeach it's Shayach to be Chayav Chorus if they become Pigo V'Neiser and Tame, and Vlad and the Echola is Osir, even Leakra Pidyona, this is talking about where they were pregnant before the Pidyon, then they had the baby after the Pidyon, and we had the whole discussion in Becheres. That would be the only case where the Vlad would be Osir Leakra Pidyon. And Shokta Bechutz Chayim, there's also a new Isser of Shkut Echutz, that's Dafka, in a case where it's Pekat Shem Mizbeach, of course. You cannot use money that was given to the Mizbeach to pay people that are working in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to Kotche Berek HaBayit, you can use it to pay the workers. We'll see how we know that. And you can, in fact, never come to an iser of noiser or pigol or tamig, it's not nogea koche bere kapayet, and we saw that it cannot make a tmura, and so none of these halachas apply. On the other hand, there's some halachas that apply only to koche bere kapayet. One is, as we saw earlier, that stamag deches of bere kapayet, even when a person is magish behemoth, is magish his entire estate, and they include behemoths, they all go to the bere kapayet. Except we had the machlokas, what you do with them, you sell them, the tzarche, eilis, and so on. Furthermore, kotshe berekabayis v'chala lakol, you can't make stamp something that's not negiah to mizbeah, you can't give it a din in kotshe mizbeah, we'll see, because truth is you can. The Gemara's going to ask, what exactly is this hakol coming to exclude? U'mo'alim b'gidulehem, and what's more, things that came from Kotshe Berek Abayis are, you have Mi'ilan, whereas things that come out of, derived from Kotshe Mizbeach, again, the Gemara is going to explain precisely which ones we mean, there's no din of Mi'ilan. Ve'in Be'man Alabali, when it comes, or the Kohanim is what it says in the Mishnah, it's a shiloh whether the Kohanim are viewed as the Balim, but I mean, Kotshe Mizbeach, basically, even a Korban Eila, the Kohen gets something out of it. Mashenka and Kotshe Berek Abayis entirely belongs to Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, V'cholalu, the whole Kotshe Mizbeach, based in Tumura. You're telling me that it's part of the nature of Kotshe Mizbeach, that they can make a Tumura. That's not true. Eifes. Eifes a Kotshe Mizbeach. V'tzana menachot v'alfot enosin Tumura. Well, that's true. We're not talking about all Kotshe Mizbeach. We're talking about animals. Kikotane behima. And all behemoths can make it. What about Vlad? Vlades of behemoths, that kachim is beah. And we learned before in the Mishnah, ina Vlad is a tamura. Ah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vlad is a tamura. So many Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Vlad is a tamura. What about a tamura itself? It's kachim is beah. And everybody is minded that ina tamura is a tamura. So, I mean, how can you say that? You're right, but he gets on the ayikar zivcha. We're not referring to things that come out of the zeva. Oh, if that's the case, so then you don't have to say it's going to leave the Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Vlad either. Even according to Rabbanan, you could say that, yeah, but the Mishnah is not referring to a Vlad. The Mishnah is referring to the ayikar zivcha. Tenafinami, ayikar zivcha. Is actually Isa Tamura. It's only what's Yoitza from it isn't Isa Tamura. Or a Katsuad. You cannot use money given to the Mizbeach. You're telling me you can use things that are given to Berek Abayit? But directly you can give to the Umanim. How do we know that? Omre Be'avud Yamakra V'yasu Li Mikdash Li Mishali. Use my own money. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make me a mikdash. So can I use my own money? In other words, pay the workers for my own money? Tosfos questions. I said, well, what's the halakha mean? I mean, how are we supposed to build a mishkan if we can't use the money?
Right?
So he suggests, the pshat like this, that I would have thought that you need to make a special haggadish for the workers. Well, let's say somebody donates gold to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the actual material I'm supposed to use. I can use the material to pay the umanim. Then I need a pasuk for it. And even the etzim material, which is shali, use it for all of the tzrachim, for even for the workers. In other words, yesh b'kotche berek habayis masha'ein. And we said the first thing is that stam egdeshas go to berek habayis. That's what you're saying. So you know, stam egdeshas to berek habayis. And you're saying that as a dover poshet. Mantana. Who is that man di Omar? Om Reb Chia Bar Abba, Om Reb Yochanan, the local Reb Yehoshua. Obviously, it's not Reb Yehoshua, because we it's not, it should say, we had before in the Mishnah. Hamagish Nechasav. Somebody gives his estate to Hegdesh. Hayabem Be'ema Ru'uya Lagavi Mizbeah. In it, there are behemoths, Zechorim, Nekeves, and Zechorim, you would think, could be used directly as a korban eila. Nekeva, I understand that a person's das is to give entirely to Hekdesh. He doesn't want to. He's going to give a a shlomim, then he's going to end up eating it. That's not a person's thoughts when he's giving away his things to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Zecharim, I mean, couldn't I use it? Says Rabbi Eliezer, no. Zecharim yimal kulatorki erlitz. These Zecharim belong to Bedek HaBayit. If you want, you'll say, but once a behemah is a tmima, ena yotzi b'dei mizbeach li'olam, you're right. Ena yotzi b'dei mizbeach. It has to be brought on the mizbeach. So what do you do with it? You sell it to someone who wants to bring an oil on the mizbeach, and the money goes to the Bedek HaBayit. So clearly the Iker Kedusha on it was called in terms of Bedek HaBayit, as Reb Eliezer. Otherwise, I would be able to use the animal itself. The Kevot, of course, any Yotzi Minei Mizbeach, obviously the Kevot is not real in Mizbeach, so sell it for someone who needs a carbon shlomim, v'damem, yiplum, shana chasim leBedek HaBayit, and let me now give the money to the Bedek HaBayit. So he holds, therefore, that when a person dedicated his estate, despite the fact that there were animals that were right in his bayach, stomach deshes lebedek abayit. Rabbi Yoshua, on the contrary, he says, why not bring this animal itself? Certainly a person wouldn't give an animal to the bedek abayit if he has something royal in his bayach. So he wouldn't say stomach deshes lebedek abayit. The nekevot, that I understand, the nekevot, the person, when he's giving, has an intent that he's going to eat it. He means it should be an oila, okay. Keva can't be an oila there, indeed you sell it.
So Keva can't be a shlomim?
Yeah, but his intent is not to bring a shlomim when he's dedicating his property. The yavi b'dameyam oilas, v'shar nechosim lebedek abayit, for sure everything else goes directly to the bedek abayit, his refrigerator, his car, that goes to the bedek abayit. So now, that means that we're saying that this Mishnah is actually going on Libra Rebbe Eliezer. As a matter of fact, that's probably the correct girsa. It shouldn't say Delog Rebbe Yoshua before, but actually it should say, as the Shita says, Mantana Rebbe Eliezer, because otherwise the Hemshech of the Sugya is not very good. Upliga de Rabada Barava. This Shita that says that it's going on Libra Rebbe Eliezer does not fit Rabada Barava Omar Rav's understanding of Rebbe Eliezer. Because he tainis, the Omer Ravada Barada, Omer Rav. Be'eder shekuloza charima filu b'liezer me'yeh. That lo shav ekinish kachem is be'ah kumagdish l'bedek habayit. It's not true. You don't say, even according to Rebbe Eliezer, stamek deshot l'bedek habayit, if it's something that's roi l'mizbe'ah. Lo nech gul be'eder sheyesh lo mefzah zecharim mefzah dekev. I mean, the case over here was, you had also things that were basically clearly not meant to be put directly onto Mizbeach. So over there, Rebbe Eliezer Sova, Ein Adam Choleket Nidro, a person is not, when he's making a dedication to the Beis HaMikdash, I think, well, those things that can be used, I mean to give it to the department of the Mizbeach. And the other things that are used for Binyan, I mean to give it to the department of the Beis HaMikdash. He has one thing in his mind. Therefore, since he couldn't have meant it all go to the Mordechai, he's going to put his refrigerator on the Mizbeach. He can't even put the shlomim on the mizbeach. So the male is already going to give even the behemoths to the Bedek HaBayit. Marsha'im came, therefore, I mean, it came out, lav olot, since clearly the females can't be used for carbon oil, as if I'm not lav olot. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua holds, why not? Adam choleket nidro. A person means the most efficient use should be whatever department wants to use it can use it. There's another lashon which says, but the issue is not the type of animal, but rather, Omar Ravada Barav Omar Rav, Bishalohi Kdish Ela Behema, if the only thing that you gave to the Beis HaMikdash were animals, Bichlal. So over there, Afilu Rebbe Eliezer, Menel Hashavik, Inish Kachem, Izbeach, Magdash, Lebedek HaBayit. Over there, even Rebbe Eliezer would be mighty that even though there are females, but a person who's looking at an animal, his immediate thought is in terms of the Mizbeach. And he needs to give it to the department of Mizbeach, of Korbanos. He doesn't want the Nekevus to be Eilus. You're right. Sell the Nekevus, but the money doesn't go to Bedek HaBayit. The money goes to purchase Eilus for the Mizbeach. The only case in this version that Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua argued is where you also had a refrigerator. Well, over there, everybody knows you can't put the refrigerator on the Mizbeach. So there, we have a machlokes with the autumn chaylik as nidra. The Rebbe Eliezer Sofer, Ein Adam Chelek Es Nidroi. Minishana Kosev, since his refrigerator is not going to the Mizbeah, so his Behem is also, it might go to the same place the refrigerator goes, which is the Kachivitika Bayez. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, why not? The person wants to make the best use. Adam Choleket Nidro, and therefore the Mehem Yipu, Imsharna Kosev, it could say gufa, but it's a question. It says the main lipum shana fasim leberek abayit. It's a bishleim elalishna basra. The way that the second lashon had it is that it's only if there were refrigerators, right? If it was all animals, then we're dining that. If it's all animals, then even Rebbe Eliezer is made, right? In the second lashon, even though there are nekevas. But that would explain why it says, and the rest, everything else, will go with the rest. And then, well, who says there's a rest? Because according to this lashon, Ravana Barava, there has to be a rest, otherwise they're not arguing. So then it fits in very well. That's why it says, in Sharna Chos, in the rest. Because what else are they arguing in? But according to the Lishna Kama, Elisha Kama, even if there were no refrigerators, and all that you had were behemoths, there was a machlokas, whether you would give the nekevas in his veil. So what's the rest? There is no rest. So listen, Yiplu Leberek Abayis, all it has to say is, it should fall to Leberek Abayis, leave out the words, Im Shar Nechasim, there are no Shar Nechasim. Says, the Gemara, the Gemara changes this very clearly, I mean, it's a mistake. It apparently what it had before was Tof Nun Hey as a Rosh Hashanah, as an abbreviation, which the printer wrote Tanya Nami Yochi, which is clearly not the point. Tanya Nami Yochi, I mean, that's it was Tni Yochi, the pshat. Indeed, read it as the man, he blew back a bite, so no need for this that whole piece. Ain't Yochi Nami. Should we continue to the next mission? Yeah, okay. Higdish perek habayit, Higdish perek habayit, chal al hakol. When you say al hakol, it's kind of al hakol. To include what exactly you're saying al hakol, that it's not shayach to Kachir Mizbeach. Om Ravina la suye shifui veniva. Let's say you gave wood to the perek habayit. And now they're plating the wood so that it should fit around the corner. So you have slivers of wood that fall off of the plane. Slivers of wood are perfectly valid things that still maintain their kedusha. But if you have an equivalent case of kachim mizbeach, let's say you gave wood to the mizbeach. So, or sawdust would be the other case. And even where you cut it, there's some sawdust. You know, we know very well nowadays that we collect all of these products, make all kinds of things with them, and you certainly don't throw these things out. Mashenkim, it comes to Mizbeach, the kavana is somebody's giving shenks your eitzim. So if you cut it down, you want it to look nice on the edge or something. Over there, there was no hegdish that remains on the... That's stam bottle, because there's nothing to do with the Mizbeach anymore. So shifui aveniva is what it means. But better kabayit, it. We don't look at its use. We look only at its value. Something that's shaykh to the Mizbeach, we look at its use, not at its value. Unless it's clear that the initial hegdish was meant in terms of its value for the mizbeach, you're giving something which is the goof to the mizbeach, and something that is not chosher is neisher bimenu. It's not important. Or niva could mean also the shalechet. You gave a tree for use as a shnei nizreitzim. Now the leaves fall. You remark it on the leaves that the leaves also have kedusha. Well, I mean, they could be used as fertilizer, and you could make a compost pile and so on. So if it's kachim berek habayis, ein hachinami. If it's kachim mizbeach, not. Yes, that we learned specifically, that those are given to the kohen.
It loses its kedusha once it becomes the property of the zonim.
Yeah.
It becomes chulin in the
kohen,
it becomes shoes out of it.
I was not sure they're allowed to use the dust to become the shoes.
I mean, HaKadosh who gave it to him? That's why I have a special pasuk. He was Mishul Chan Gavoy. What? But it has to be his. It says Psol Lecha. It has to be. It has to be Mishal Lecha, I think.
If only who lives out of the horns.
I'm sorry?
Of the clutching the horns and the. And those, what happens to all that? The horns and the...
So all of those things is Ein Ma'alim, but Rabbanan Ein Nani. Mi'ikra Adin, yeah, except that the Rabbanan had the mice of the blood, and we know is sold for a fertilizer. No, that's then the Yotzi Ben Alchor Kidrain, and they, yeah. Ma'alim Negidulayim La'asiyamai. What is this coming now to include over here? Does this mean it's a... And it should say Lamuute Mai. I mean, what do we La Suye Mai? When it comes to Kachem Izbeah. Amr Papa La Suye Chalava Mugdashim, Beitzei Torim. We have Kachem Izbeah that there is no Me'ila, let's say, on the milkings of an animal, or of a Torah that was meant to be put on Izbeah that lays an egg. There's no Me'ila. Kiritanya Chalava Mugdashim, Beitzei Torim. Lo nanim v'lo moalim, but that's when b'med v'ar mumrim b'kachim izbeah. Avo b'kachim b'erek ha'bayit, higdish tarnagolet. The tarnagolet has an egg. That's also, it's the money of Agdish, which is a din of me'ila. Moalim b'beit satan. Chamora, you dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash a donkey to pull the wagons of Hegdish for the Gizbor. Moalim v'chelva, even the Cholav is going to be Yasser. V'afilu man diomar moalim v'gidulei ha-mizbeah. Hanimi l'gidulei d'chozo l'mizbeah. We know the Mike's visit man diomar that says that you would have Me'ila even on the blood Hegdish. That's where that blood will be brought on the mizbeah. But things that are not right for the mizbeah, like the milk, that already is not everybody's mother. Dovrcha and gedulim. The low chazal mizbeach. We need to understand that gedulim means the totzeret of. There ain't ba'al in them. And the gabi that there's a difference between kachim mizbeach and kachim berek abayit. And that's what we're referring to. We're not saying it's not shayach b'chlal me'ila, but it's saying there's me'al akol on all of the plunder.
So is that with the book of the donkey?
What do you mean?